Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up, for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plaques, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The most valuable player, Matthew Mills, ladies and gentlemen, MVP.
No. I always imagine myself making great plays, but you never think about being MVP.
Hey, investigate 9/11. 9/11 was perpetrated by people within our own government.
What a classic.
What?
Have you seen that yet?
I saw it, yeah. It's good. I mean, it's what you got to do sometimes.
That was Bob Tuscan style, man. I tell you, it's a man of my own heart.
Hit him on the run, man. Get in there with a quick wipe, and he ran out the door, didn't he? How did he get out of there? I don't know. I guess
he ran out, but he was definitely a memorable part of Super Bowl Sunday. Dun dun dun.
Ba-ba-bum. Boy, I'm glad it's over, man. You know. I got to get stuff off my chest here, Bob. You know, but it's I won't go there right now. Maybe sometime later.
Thank
in the show.
You.
You'll let me regurgitate all my hurt.
Okay, let's avoid it. Although I hear there was some symbolism, some occult symbology in the halftime ceremony and whatnot. I don't know. I didn't watch any of this. I'm hearing this all secondhand. Subliminally, it was shot across the screen to. Prepare.
Oh yeah, that's a new program. There's a new program coming out on FX. It's called The Strain. Is that what you were talking about? That film?
No. During the halftime show, there was prepare. The word prepare lighted up across the screen.
All I saw was Bruno Mars doing a cheap knockoff of an old Elvis sketch. If you ask me, but that's I'm too old.
I don't even know who Bruno Mars is for crying out.
Oh man, dude, I know who Bruno Mars is. I thought I was out of date, Bob.
I used to think the Chili Peppers were kind of cool.
They were on, yeah. The Chili Peppers. You used to. You didn't like them,
Mr. Producer? Are you a Chili Peppers guy? Yeah, you like them?
Yeah, that's hot Chili Peppers.
I saw the Chili Peppers. Back in the day with Snoop Dogg. That's right. The infamous rapper Snoop Dogg went on tour with the Chili Peppers, and I went to go see him. Let's just say that was quite the concert. Anyways, there are more important things going on, Steve, while the rest of the world is focused on some celebrity who died and the Super Bowl. As usual, there's stuff going on behind the scenes that nobody's paying attention to. We'll attempt to cover a lot of that on tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. Of course, Steve Starr is running shotgun with us. We're so glad you could join us. We'll keep the phone lines open, 800-313-9443. That's the troll-free number to join us. Get out your crayon, write this number down. It's 800-313-9443. Let's see here. Even begin to numerically order our top stories, I'll fail. But there's a number of stuff we ought to get to, Steve, outside of the paradigm that has been presented by the lamestream media, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, I want to say I hope Mike Rivero gets better soon. Many of our regular listeners might have heard by now that Mike Rivero, from what really happened, is in the hospital, and he's fighting pneumonia.
Oh.
That could be real tricky.
Yes, it can. Well, our best wishes to Mike, and hopefully he will recover and be back on the network very soon. A lot of things happening, though. I mean, John Rappaport's got a new article out on Monsanto we got to get to, Bob. We'll get to that later on if you want to. I like John. You do, too. And I don't know if you've seen that article. Monsanto's Roundup, New Deadly Scam Exposed, from John Rappaport. We'll get to that maybe later.
Of course, everybody's talking about that Coca-Cola commercial. I don't know what the big to-do is, but yeah, I watched it after the fact.
Which Coca-Cola?
There was a Coca-Cola commercial where they were singing America the Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And, is that the one with Snoopy and MetLife? No, it was MetLife, wasn't it?
I don't know. It was a Coca-Cola commercial. They were singing America the Beautiful. On every other verse, they would change it to a different language.
Yeah, but Bob, I got to ask you, what did you think of Bill O'Reilly's sideswipe of President Obama before the game? Did you see that?
No, and I really don't care.
Well, I think you should.
Do I sound like a brat? I just heard myself speak. I was like, Bob, you just sound like a brat. I mean, I don't know. What could it have been? Where was it? Was it on Fox News?
It was on Fox because the Super Bowl was on Fox, okay? And it was about an hour before the game, hour and a half before the game.
Wait, okay, the Super Bowl was on Fox News?
On Fox Network, but Fox News is affiliated with Fox Network.
Okay, and then Bill O'Reilly came on before the Super Bowl?
And to say this, Bob and I are not big fans. I know you aren't, Bob, and I'm certainly not either. I'm not a
really... Oh, really?
Oh, really, Bob?
Oh, really?
No, I'm not really a big fan of Bob O'Reilly Riley. You know, because I know he's a neocon, left-right guy that's always...
To say the least, the guy's a total fool, man. I mean, he is a complete talking head sellout.
But he did do a very good job asking some very good questions about Obamacare. He's asking Obama, why didn't you fire Sibelius after this disaster with Obamacare? He never did answer.
This is all a distraction, Steve.
Bob, you keep saying that's a distraction. And I keep wondering, what does it distract us from?
Well, from the real players behind the scene. You know who won the Super Bowl? The Federal Reserve. That's who won it.
Yeah, but that may be the case. But what I'm saying is here's the situation with Barack Obama. If you can't identify the obvious fraud that's in plain sight, how are you ever going to get to people like the Federal Reserve behind it? I mean, isn't that kind of what's going on in this country? I mean, we have an obvious fraud here. That's why I point out the importance of it, is because this is in plain sight. This is so bad. And if we can't even deal with that, how are we going to get to Rockefeller, Rothschild, you know, the whole network behind all these people? And I'm not sure we're going to by just taking down the puppet. I agree with you there. I mean, we're in solid agreement there. But I'm saying that the big problem is we've got a guy that's an absolute imposter. This is the anti-president, not the anti-Christ. This guy is absolutely a scumbag. And he needs to be taken out.
Taken out of power right now, legally.
And held for crime.
Right, let's hear a minute or so of this Bill O'Reilly clip.
In the Super Bowl pregame show has received massive coverage because it was one of the few times the president has been asked pointed questions about controversial events. I began with the rollout of Obamacare.
When did you know there were going to be problems with those computers?
Well, I think we all anticipated that there'd be glitches because anytime you got technology, a new program rolling out, there are going to be some glitches. I don't think I anticipated or anybody anticipated the degree of the problems with the website. The good news is that the right away we decided how are we going to fix it. It got fixed within a month and a half. It was up and running, and now it's working the way it's supposed to, and we've signed up 3 million people.
I don't know about that, because last week there was an Associated Press poll of people who actually went to the website, and only 8% of them feel that it's working well. Why didn't you fire Sibelius, the secretary in charge of this? Yeah. Because, I mean, she had to know after all those years and all that money that it wasn't going to work.
You know, my main priority right now is making sure that it delivers for the American people.
All right, so there you go.
So in other words, he's saying that it doesn't matter whether it doesn't work. My main priority is that I got this thing going that doesn't work.
He's delivering. He didn't say what he's delivering.
Yeah, right. I mean, then he gets into the IRS. He gets into Benghazi, too, and he gets into the IRS. Now, of course, again, we don't like Bill O'Reilly. I'm not a Bill O'Reilly fan, but the only thing I say, I think is important that we have direct quotes from Barry Cetera, not just what we think he thinks, but what he says. And having that on the record is very powerful because, you know, the direct quote is his words. That we got to hold him to that.
Sure. When we come back, I want to tell you about how the feds will require all new vehicles to talk to each other. This is pretty scary. I'll tell you what that entails on the other side of this quick break. The Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Require all new vehicles to talk to each other. I'll tell you about that in just a second. And coming up at the bottom of this hour, we're going to get to, or maybe next hour, I'll decide when I want to get to this, but we'll talk about 14 alkaline foods, how they can help your health. You know, Steve, cancer thrives in an acidic body.
Yes. So
these 14 alkalized foods are going to help combat that. You know, we like to talk about health here. So
yeah,
I'll give you those 14 foods. And I also want to tell you about two Jewish American bankers. No.
Are they
such a thing as that? That's like talking about, okay, I won't use any more cliches here, but two Jewish American bankers, yes, there is such a thing, believe it or not, who fled this country to go to Israel, and I'll tell you why they fled in just a bit. Do I have your interest peaked tonight, Steve?
Yes, you do. You do, because Janet Yellen was just signed in today or sworn in.
It wasn't Janet Yellen.
No, I know it wasn't her, but she was the late. Now she is the head of the Federal Reserve Board. Okay. Greenspan has skated out in his merry way with his helicopter full of cash, now empty, I guess, off to an island to resort for the rest of his life. And
are
Janet
you miss
Yellen.
Helicopter Ben?
No, because.
And by the way, you said Greenspan. You said Greenspan. You
were just saying Greenspan. About- yeah, Greenspan's been gone a long time, hasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
but Helicopter Ben.
Bernanke, I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you for correcting me. Yeah, no. Now we have Helicopter Yellen. That rhymes.
Helicopter up. Yellen.
Yeah, the old Yellen felon helicopter. Yeah. So what's she going to do though? The market's taken a big dive since the first of the year, Bob. I mean, how is she going to be putting on a pretty face to this? Because they're going to all say it was really great when Bernanke was in there, and now you got this bankster. And she's, I mean, she can't run anything.
You know what they say about a pig with lipstick on?
It looks like the Federal Reserve Chairman Chief.
Mm. You said it. That's not kosher, Steve.
It's not kosher. Oy vey. Well, this gangster, a bankster lady, Janet Yellen, is now your Federal Reserve Board Chairman, and the market is not doing well. What is she going to do to fix this? How is she going to come out with the woman's touch, Bob?
I know. More quantitative easing.
Yeah, well, it might be good for the boy, the artificial market right now.
QE 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, and 9.
Yeah, and then 10.
QE.
Yeah, but what about these other banks, bankers, that were these were, you say, not reputable people, or were they reputable people?
Well, two Jewish Americans. I'll tell you about them in just a minute, all right?
Okay.
Hold your horses. All right, but first I want to talk about these cars that are going to talk to each other.
Oh. Boy.
No, these aren't inanimate objects that are saying, hey, how are you, Mr. Mercedes? No, it's not like that.
It's not that movie Cars either, like where they talk, you know.
No, but there's some brand mind control in there.
Okay, all right, yeah.
The future of the automotive safety isn't about more airbags or stronger steel, Steve. You know that, right?
That's what
it's about building smarter automobiles that talk to each other. So right. Your car knows that the other car is about to run a red light and applies the brakes to save your bacon. Sounds cool, doesn't it?
Maybe.
Well, the
not.
Feds think such technology called vehicle-to-vehicle communication is a great idea. They want to make every new car equipped with this capability. You see, Steve, the U.S. Department of Transportation and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, say that five times fast.
I wouldn't even say it once.
Well, they've approved the V2V communication systems. The regulators say will increase safety, reduce accidents, and pave the way for connected cars. We are all one, Steve.
Yeah. Well, does that mean if you're driving down the road and you cut me off, my car will cuss you out and flip you the bird for me?
I'm wondering how that's going to work. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox, two X's. Anthony Fox said V2V technology could do for motorists in the coming years what seatbelts did in the 1960s and airbags did a generation ago. Do you know who I want to have on about this?
Who?
Nader.
Oh, yeah. Or Lee Iacocca.
I want to have Nader on to talk about this with us.
Yeah, let's get him on.
Mr. Producer, can you book Ralph Nader for us when he gets a chance?
He's been dying to get on our show, by the way. Yeah.
Is he not feeling well?
No. It's busy work. He's been real anxious.
No, just get Ralph Nader on the phone, will you? No notice. Get him on the
phone. Constantly trying to get on this show, Bob.
Get him on the phone. And, Ralph, if you're tuning in, just go ahead and call up because we want to ask you about this. We know you're a champion of car safety. Call us up. People forget that about him, I think.
Yeah. Actually, Nader has I wasn't a big fan of Nader. And oddly enough, I have a friend who had a law firm, and there's photographs of him and Ralph Nader. Ralph was a good buddy of his. And I think Nader has changed quite a bit. He's become a lot more civil in his manner. And, of course, he's dealing with issues like 9/11, from what I understand. I mean, he knows what's going on with consumer ripoffs and dealing with government issues. So, yeah, we're being cynical. I don't know that he's been dying to get on our show, Bob. But, yeah, I'd love to have him on. That'd be great.
We could all right,
I know our producer can arrange anything. So
yeah, get him on the phone. Get him on the phone, will you? All right, so V2V has the potential to help drivers avoid 70 to 80% of crashes that involve unimpaired drivers, Fox said. That's the Secretary of Transportation. The potential of this technology is absolutely enormous. For spying. For knowing everything about you. You know, the solution to one problem, Steve, is often the creation of so many more issues. And it sounds good on paper, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Reduce accidents? Great. Increase safety? Pave the way for connected cars, ladies and gentlemen. Fox compared the adoption of technology to the scope and scale of the creation of the U.S. interstate highway system in the mid-20th century. Automakers have been experimenting with V2V communication for about a decade, and Monday's announcements by the feds lay the groundwork for a uniform standard for all to follow. The technology federal regulators propose uses a dedicated short-range radio network and allows vehicles to talk to each other up to 300 yards away.
Yeah, that's going to be quite a deal. I mean, but what happens if we don't want to have a car that communicates with the other cars? Will it be like Barack Obama's statement that if you want to keep your old car, you can, that doesn't talk to people? Like if you want to keep your old insurance, you can?
Cash for clunkers.
Cash for clunkers, that's right. But we'll pay you cash to get rid of it. And, progressive, which is, it is liberal, progressive insurance companies come out with those little automated kind of things that you can put in your car that track your mileage and your gas and whether you're driving too fast. And if you do really well, Bob, you save like a nickel or two on your insurance premiums.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, well, I guess they might have to charge you a little more, but you don't mind putting this little spy device from your insurance company, Progressive Insurance, in your car, do you? I'm sure.
Could you hear the baby crying in the background?
I could. I couldn't tell what that was for a minute.
Yeah, that's the baby. So next segment, Steve Starr's going to rock it. You're going to do Steve's rocking update, right?
Oh, okay. All right.
Daddy,
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. Hang in there, friends. Bob will be back. You'll only have a few minutes of me, and then, the show will commence.
All right,
Bob,
we'll take that break.
Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
Alright, I guess Mom put the baby to bed.
Good.
He bumped his head today on the desk, and he had this big bruise and big welt. Ah, breaks my heart.
Yeah, it does.
Good thing. But you know, I'm just the first time dad. You know, other parents are like, Bob, what are you worried about? You know, this happens. Ba 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 ba. I'm freaking out, saying, "Oh my God, I hope it's okay." And da da da. Anyways. So there you go. Steve-O?
Yes, sir?
I promised I'd tell you about the two Jewish Americans who fled to Israel after being accused of $33 million in bank fraud.
Only $33
billion? Oh. Yeah. The FBI says two U.S. citizens have fled to Israel as the feds were investigating their part in a $33 million bank fraud.
Oh, that's million, not billion. Million?
No, just million.
Oh, small time guys.
Yeah. Aviv Shoham Schwartz, 53, and Ari Greens, 58. Both residents of the Fairfax District of Los Angeles were charged Thursday in an indictment returned by a federal grand jury in the United States District Court in Los Angeles. The 34-count indictment charges the men with bank fraud and making false statements in loan applications. They face a maximum statutory sentence of 1,000 years in federal prison if convicted. And, well, they didn't wait around for that. Now, here's the question. Will our allies, Steve, our greatest ally, Israel, will they extradite these criminals?
I don't know, Bob. It's hard to say. You know, I would suppose, though, that they were probably arrested because they flew El Israel instead of the IDF flying them out of there like they should have. But, you know, $33 million is not enough for that. You got to have at least $1 billion to get an official escort out of the country and to hide. So, you know, I mean, these guys, you know, my thinking is they had it coming because, you know, if you're going to steal billions. Don't steal millions. I mean, look at Bernie Madoff, for example. I mean, there's a guy with a brazen attitude even to this day. You know, I mean, if you're going to steal, I mean, make it at least billions. You know, you don't run off with $33 million and expect to get respect from me, even if you are an Israeli banker. You know, hey, small change. You know, I mean, this might have been my mom and pop store. Right. Yeah. These guys are street thugs, strictly.
I want to open up that question to our listeners. Will these criminals be extradited by our great allies in the state of Israel? What do you think? 800-313-9443. I'd love to hear from you on this. 800-313-9443. All right, so there you go. Let's keep this these 14 alkaline foods and drinks for optimal health for the next hour of the Bob Tuscan Show.
Okay. I'm going to get my pen and pencil, and everybody can get ready for that, because I will write them down, and I do pay attention to these tips, and I look. You know, you've got some good stuff on there, Bob. No kidding. You know,
get your crayon out and write these down.
I got my bingo marker. Can I use that?
No, Steve.
Okay. Let's see if I can find a crayon.
Top alkaline foods, 14 of them, and drinks. I'll tell you about those next hour. Hey, I'm sorry. Do people get pissed off when you do when you tease things?
No, I think they need to know what's coming up, and you know they can get ready for this. Hey, my only question is, if you have alkaline batteries and you put them on your tongue, does that help?
Maybe.
Maybe we should look into that, man. I got a bunch of old batteries lying around here, and I don't know what to do with them. So
you've piqued my interest.
Oh yeah.
Will you try it for us right now?
Yeah, let me.
Hello, Steve. Are you there?
My mouth is smoking here, Bob.
Starving hives. Pesticides cause bees to collect 50% less pollen, study says. You know, the bees are important, folks. This isn't a legitimate Albert Einstein quote. Turns out this was a forged quote or a misnomer that he said this, but Albert Einstein, according to this misquote, said that if the bees go, the bees die off, human beings will die off shortly after. And the reason for that? Well, bees are pollinators, and pollination is intrinsically tied into the production of our food supply, intrinsically, on so many different levels that I can't even begin to list them. It's not just honey. So, the bees. It's a story I've been following for years now. You've heard about the colony collapse disorder, Steve?
I have, and I have a friend who's a beekeeper and has had this happen to him. And
really?
It all happened at once. He thinks it was Monsanto or insecticides. They it just happened all at once. Colony collapse.
Well, they're beginning to learn more and more, scientists, that is, of the role that pesticides have with this. And they say that it's causing bees to collect 50% less pollen. No pollen, no food. We got starving hives. That's a recipe for disaster. Bees exposed to field realistic doses of insecticides gather less than a half the pollen that they normally do, dooming their young to starvation, according to researchers in the UK. While some scientists hailed the findings, pesticide makers remained unimpressed. You think? Obviously, they remain unimpressed. It's a conflict of interest for them.
Right.
And a spinoff of their earlier study, a team of British scientists have revealed how the neurotic, no, not neurotic, the neurotoxic chemicals contained in agricultural neonicotinoids affect the very basic function of the honeybees, the gathering of pollen or flow of nectar. Pollen is the only source of protein that the bees have, and it is vital for rearing their young. Collecting it is fiddly. Slow work for the bees, and intoxicated bees become much worse at it. Without much pollen, nests are inevitably struggle. That's poor English, but that's what the University of Sussex professor Dave Goulston had to say, who led the study. His comments were made in a statement released alongside the research just the other day. Very interesting stuff, without a doubt. So, folks, we'll keep our eyes on this colony collapse disorder issue and let you know if we figure out anything else. You know, people have suggested that maybe it's has to do with the cell phone and the Wi-Fi connection, Steve. Have you heard that theory?
I have, but I don't understand why these collapses take place almost immediately, which is what happened to my friend's beehives. He's been trying to he's had bees for 3 or 4 years, or tried to anyway, and every time he gets to a certain point in the season, and it's usually right around the time of harvest or spraying, that the bees take off in one direction and they don't come back and the hive collapses.
Jeez.
And it happens like almost overnight. So, yeah. You know, it would be hard for me to believe that that high tension lines or microwave energy and some of these things, which may in fact be an effect as well, that they're the entire effect, because his hives are collapsing almost immediately. Within probably 24 hours, almost all the bees are gone or dead.
Wow.
or deserted, one or the other. Yeah.
Do we have a caller on the line? Bring them up for me. What's going
hey,
on?
Adrian. It's Adrian from Kansas here.
Hey, Adrian. How are you, man? I didn't have my screen in front of me. What's going on?
Great show. I was just going to comment about the first question, and no, they're not. I don't think they're going to get extradited. It's just another example.
But Israel's our allies, Adrian. They're our ally.
Well, they're helping us, helping people to safety. Like, I'm kind of with Steve Starrs. It's like, if you're going to steal, you might as well just go for billions. It's like, well, I go for billions. You don't seem like you get in trouble for it, you know, when you steal it. But if we, you know, normal people steal anything, it's over. We go to jail. That's all she wrote. And
yeah, they should, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, not to interrupt you, Adrian, because you've got a lot more to say, but, you know, when I was a kid, my buddies and I wanted some money for playing pinball machines, and so we were raiding, garages for pop bottles, and we got caught. And the cops told us, you dummies! Take a rake or, you know, an electric hedger or something. You know, pop bottles, if you're going to steal, I mean steal. You know, that's what these guys did wrong, right?
Right.
All right, well, Adrian, thanks for the call as always, brother. Good to hear from you. We got to take another quick break here. And we'll continue with the Bob Tuscan Show in just moments.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers at republicbroadcasting.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
The future.
Take one last final question from the lion on the right.
Thank you, Dr. Chomsky, for taking my question. Questions about the debt ceiling. It's become increasingly obvious that we're in a lot of trouble here. And it's also becoming obvious to everyone that the Federal Reserve Bank that issues the currency is owned by a bunch of private bankers. So my question to you is, do you think it would remedy the situation at all to return the power of printing money and issuing currency to the people of the United States?
Frankly, there's a lot of feeling about that, but I really think it's misguided. I don't think the problem is printing fiat currency. If you eliminate capitalism, you know, okay, then there are other options. But that's not on the agenda. We have a state capitalist economy, you know. Maybe in the long term it can be worn away, maybe overthrown, I hope so. But the issue now is how do you function in a sensible state capitalist economy. And you cannot do that without a central bank that controls currency. In fact, if it wasn't for the Federal Reserve's ability to print money, we'd be in a deep depression, right?
Do you remember that guy, Noam Chomsky?
Noam Chomsky, yes.
He's back in the news?
Yeah.
Noam Chomsky said that the Super Bowl reduces Joe Sixpack's capacity to think.
What would he know?
Maybe he's been watching the Super Bowl because... Yeah, he's definitely lost his capacity to think. As Americans prepare to gather and watch the Super Bowl, or as they did watch the Super Bowl, I guess this article is dated, it's worth remembering what renowned linguist and political philosopher Noam Chomsky said about the sporting event in his documentary about his life's work, Manufacturing Consent.
Yeah,
he says, the purpose of the Super Bowl in sports is in general is pure diversion. There's the real mass media, the kinds that are aimed at, you know, Joe Sixpack, that kind. The purpose of those media is just to dull people's brains. This is an simplification, Chomsky argues, but for the 80% of whatever they are, the main thing is to divert them, to get them to watch National Football League and to worry about mother with child with six heads or whatever you pick up on the supermarket stand and so on, or look at astrology or get involved in fundamentalist stuff or something or another. I gotta say, I don't think he's far off on this one, perhaps. Yeah, it's the bread and circuses of the masses, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I mean, the thing is simple when you come down to it. You know, if it's about capitalism, though, Bob. Remember, because in that comment, it's very interesting. When the question was posed about the legitimacy and the ability of the Federal Reserve to handle the economy, there was a few people clapping. And then when somebody said that Chomsky says that we need the Federal Reserve, there were a few more clapped. And then he said to get rid of capitalism, then everybody clapped. You know what I mean? It was really strange. So it's kind of like partial brain dead, total brain dead, completely brain dead. You know what I mean? The situation there, Chomsky, the guy has really grown so out of date, and manufacturing consent is what he does now. That's what he does. For a while, he refuted it. He exposed it. Today, he is a manufacturing consent expert. He does it. He's in the manufacturing consent business. Just look for the union label under the name Chomsky. You know, the guy's a complete fraud. I mean, but so are the rest of them. We've talked about all these people. Of course, they do raise some good issues. As we talked about before, Bill O'Reilly, who we don't like, asks some good questions. I will give him credit when he asks some good questions and he puts people on the spot.
It's a dog and pony show, Steve.
Well, it is, but it's also designed to impose the right-left paradigm over the Fox News label and, again, get people back into that idea. Because Bill O'Reilly is not going to talk about 9/11. He's not going to talk about...
Really?
All the other stuff. O'Reilly? Yeah, O'Reilly. And, he's not going to go there. But, you know, when he gets a chance, and you have to take what they give you, of course. And even in this bantering world of the right-left paradigm, there's occasionally some good points made by both Democrats and Republicans. The trouble is they never get past the gatekeeping process, as we pointed out so well. I sure hope I didn't cut Adrian off in that last... Oh, anyway, sorry, Adrian, if you're still listening, buddy. But, you know, the thing is, we are talking about real issues, and we're talking about the things, and we're going further than the gatekeepers will let you
know. I am, anyways.
Yeah, you know. We're not getting too caught up in the Super Bowl or the
right-left.
That
was a dig at you, Steve. You missed that.
I guess I did. It went right over my head, man. What's wrong with me tonight? It must be post-Super Bowl mental illness or something like that.
You hung over from the Super Bowl, Steve?
No, I didn't drink anymore, but I watched the game, and of course,
You don't drink ever, do you?
No, not hardly. Well, I had a beer the other night, one beer, a Coors Light with a crab dinner. We have some guys that get together, the farm boys, who fix crab, man. We have a crab-eating contest. I mean, if you don't think farmers know how to eat crab, man, I'll just let me tell you. But they have a big company dinner, and I had one beer. That's my one beer for the last 6 months, I guess, and maybe then I might have another one next year. Who knows? But, no, I don't drink anymore. But I did watch the game, and, of course, you have to. It's kind of like this. Bob. You know, you could play the music from Gone with the Wind. Na, 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 na. You know, like Red Butler. Remember Red Butler? It's like in the beginning of the war in that film, that epic film, he was trying to tell all the Southerners, I don't think we got to do this, boys. I mean, them Yankee scoundrels, they're rough and tough, and they're going to give us a hard time. I think this war is a bad idea. Oh, come on, Red. We got to fight them Northern Yankees. Well, boys, I think this is not – we're getting into something that might be a little over our head. And besides, we got to stay down here in the old comfortable South. We don't want to have to go up there and whip them Yankees, do we? Well, he didn't join the war. Then obviously what happened when Sherman came through Atlanta and burned the place down, Red Butler decides he's going to join the Confederate Army. Why? He says, well, I got neighbors and friends here, and if I don't stand in line to get my butt kicked like the rest of them, then I'll never be able to live with myself. So that's the reason why, Bob, I watched the Super Bowl. Because if I don't commiserate, you know what I mean?
All right, you don't have to defend yourself.
If I'm not a part of the community, buddy, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
All right, let's take David's call in North California. What's up, David?
How are you doing? Yeah, I was hearing you guys talk about Noam Chomsky. I guess I was trying to say it. And there was a guy named Splitting the Sky. Did you ever know who he was?
Yes, we've had him on, David. We've had him on. We know him really well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Well, he passed away. You know that?
Oh, no.
He did.
Really?
2012. I don't know what month. Yeah, he passed away, somewhere around 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Something
he was
like that.
He was in the Attica prison riots.
John Bancor is his colonial name, as he referred to it, yeah.
Yeah, he's an actor, and he was an actor. I'm so sorry to hear that. I didn't know
I loved him, because for some reason I got tuned into, going to different 9/11 things, and he was really thorough on a lot of investigations on the 9/11. You ever see some of his complete videos? Yeah.
Yeah, did you see how he tried to arrest Bush?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
In Canada, yeah.
Yeah.
So he was, because they want to do what they're supposed to do, the Mounties up there. And so he said, okay, I got to do it. And then they arrested him. But what he said in one of the, because I've seen about 3 or 4 of his presentations on 9/11, and once again, in case people didn't hear, if they want to tune into him, his Indian name or native name was Splitting the Sky. And they could get into it that way, on 9/11 or whatever. Anyways, one of them, he said that, contrary to what some people think, he mentioned Noam Chomsky, he mentioned Amy Goodman, and I think Howard Zinn. He goes, some of the intellectuals you guys, people listen to, and I know they have a lot of good information on one level. Like, on one level, Amy lets, like Norman Finkelstein come in there and talk about the wrong side of Israel, the bad abuses.
Yeah, and Norm Finkelstein
Is
a gatekeeper when it comes to 9/11, too. He doesn't want to touch it. But the bottom line is, David, that there are left gatekeepers, and we've been exposing these people for years now.
Yeah, she won't touch it. He said they're financed by Ford Foundation and that CIA connect and their left-wing gatekeepers, like you said.
Yeah,
that's about all I wanted to say.
Thanks for the call, brother.
Okay,
good
I'll
to
see
hear
you
from you. Hour number 2 coming up in just moments. We'll talk about the 14 alkaline foods that you got to have in your diet.
Them crazy. We're going to chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial